Been a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I move to approve the consent agenda, claims and payroll summary.
And second, please.
I'll second that.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion? Comments from the public?
One question. The insurance, Michelle. So was that, how long was that for? Municipal, interlocal?
For liability insurance, that's for a whole year. That's for 1 year.
Okay.
Any other questions, comments? Comments from the public? Vote, please.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Councilmember Longacre?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Thank you. Consent agenda is approved. Department of Report, Assistant Chief, please.
Mr. Mayor, Council, you have Chief's report, and we don't have really anything to add to it, so if you have any questions?
Any questions?
On the applications for your open officer, we didn't, the last round, nobody made it, or nobody was?
We ended up interviewing three and nobody even passed. So you're down to one position?
We're still got two.
We still have two. I mean, it wasn't even close.
Well, I'm glad you're not lowering your standards.
No, it's agreed.
Please don't do that.
Yeah, no.
I didn't think you would, but I compliment you.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Jimmy?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. You guys got my report a little late. I was on vacation last week, but it's, you guys haven't got anything to add.
Any questions, Jimmy?
Did you hear from Amy Adler?
I didn't.
You probably will be. I lost her in, but she understands now.
Okay, good.
I think
she just had a short-term memory loss.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, she understands.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
On the nap we did, you're 100% correct. It's in full bloom and yards are just full of it and stuff. Who's spraying for it? Are they going around? Do the homeowners have to request it, or is this something?
So it is the homeowner's responsibility if it's on their property. And then there is, they can get it cheaper through the county, through Amy Adler. Or if they call me, I can tell them that they can purchase too, if they ask. But or I can refer them to Amy. She's the expert in it. But we do have somebody, the city has someone hired for our stuff. So, and I know Talon has someone hired, the mine. Westmoreland has somebody hired. CPRD, Chevy and Susie are doing most of it. We kind of all had a meeting, got together, and we all shared our plans. And Amy was at the meeting. I think she just forgot she was there.
I ride my bike through that area down there and through the older part, and there's that home, and the purple flowers are just...
Yeah. And if you go on that bike path headed to work, if you can see our city shop and they're behind there, it was pretty bad. So they're going to do like a different kind of mix and just take it all out.
Yeah.
And then
the railroad, on the railroad side of the shop, it's,
Yep, that's where it is. And then Pat had a couple more things he added to the list and then took Ole out there and showed him exactly what he expected and wanted from him. So, yeah. And if we're missing something, let us know because the city... We'll spray the car if we don't use anything. So. But yeah, I mean, it's just easy to spot right now because it's thriving in this heat.
Oh, it loves hot weather.
Yeah.
Questions, Kevin? Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks.
Chief Rita.
Members of the council, in my report, we just had the one wildlife call with Rosebud County. And then last Saturday, the fire department offered to the community a chance to come and cool down at Rye Park. We brought a truck down, sprayed a cannon. We had coolers full of popsicles and otter pops and Capri Suns and all that for the kids. We're down there for maybe 3 hours, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Same with it. So, this is a good show.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good question, Chief Rita. Pat.
Fair council members, my written report, 7F is still working, not very fast, but they are getting something anyway, so I can say they are supposed to be done by September 8th. I will be surprised if they make it, but I hope they do, but we've had CI, we've had some issues at the water plant, some breaker issues and stuff. They were talking about trying to be here today. They didn't show up today, so I don't know what their schedule is of replacing that high service number 3 breaker for us. It goes to zone 3 tower. We got another pump that goes to that, so it's not life or death to us. That would be the right this. It would just help us fill it faster. We just got a little extra, start a little earlier in the day or whatever to get it full by the evening is basically what it does. Other than that, like I said, I got in there. We're going to get some VFDs. We want to get some pricing put into the budget. We did that last year. The company that priced them out to me and ordered them completely screwed up on them. They are set up for 30 horsepower motors, and they bid as 25 horsepower ones, and they weren't SCADA compatible, so we just dropped a whole ball with them because I wasn't impressed with what they were doing with us. So hopefully CEI will get it as a decent quote. I got a quote on it, put that in the budget, try and get it done this year. So, you got any other questions, I guess?
Any questions, Pat?
Do you remember how many services did we have with Chisholm to do? It was like 50 some?
No, it was 113, I want to say. By the time we trimmed it down, it was over that to start with, but we had, you know, took some of the double ones out. I think we end up with I want to say 113 off the top of my head. I'm not going to hold to that exact number.
This was 7F, if this, your indication and you don't have a good feel about it, how are we going to rectify it? I mean, we don't want to get the next meeting we're going to have where you're starting to get crunch time.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, we don't really have, I mean, we got to go through KLJ. KLJ's got to go through hard drive because there are some to hard drive. Basically, it comes down to hard drive putting screws to them. It's got to come from pressure from KLJ. I know hard drive's getting pretty disappointed too. At the last meeting, they were emphasizing, you know, and that's part of the problem is they, oh yeah, you know, we're going to get 6, 7, 8 of these services done in a day. And then they're back to 2 or 3, you know, like they have, and then they're just not. They promise you one thing and then turn around and do the complete opposite. To me, that's what gets more old for me than anything. I have requested that KLJ inspectors stay there. I mean, we didn't have them actually in bed to be there full time for all this. Right now, until I feel more confident with it, I'm requesting that he's there all the time just because I want to make sure it's done right and up to code.
Is KLJ going to come and hit us with a big, I mean, if you're asking a lot more.
We'll get a change order for it, I'm sure. It's not going to, I don't know how much it's going to be, but I feel better if we do it this way than if we don't have somebody watching them on top of them, to be honest, so.
Have you ever done once and twice?
That's my philosophy. Like I said, I'd rather have it, you know, be inspected. Right. You know, they were like, you know, going to be there, you know, take it one day off, during the week, whatever. But until they get, we get more confidence, in time, it might change. once we get to the actual paving the streets part of it, then we can figure out the time of that for sure. So.
Yeah, it's not very, I mean, you look and you go, well, they got to go around.
Yeah.
Do it like that. It's like, this is not, it doesn't take Einstein to go, this is not going to figure out.
Oh, we're going to stay on the south side of Chisholm, go all around the prior court and catch all the cul-de-sacs. Yesterday, we don't got locates in there for, so we got to turn around and go back up Chisholm now. I was like, you told us 2 days, Thursday, you told us this is your plan, and you're changing it. And it just seems like, you know, we're trying to, keep working.
Okay, that's...
Just keep moving. That's all our big goal is right. It's just kind of not depressed at the moment. So.
Okay.
Any other questions, Pat? Okay, thank you, Pat.
Yep.
Michelle?
Mayor and Council, in your packets, I gave you a county report for the fiscal year ending June 30th, and also revenue expenditure reports for the end of the fiscal year. So that gets you caught up on all of that for the last fiscal year. The ending cash balance for the end of the fiscal year was $20,929,000. That was really good. That is the highest cash balance we've ever had for the city. So, since incorporation, that's very, very good news.
Yeah.
The study commissioners for the local government study review did not get their final reports in submitted and all signed. So, the resolution that the city council has to adopt in order to put their recommendation on the ballot will have to be at your next regular meeting, which is August 11th, and the clerk and recorder is getting a little antsy, but by law, we are still within the deadline, so she wanted it sooner than August 11th, but that's just what it's going to have to be. And then, and again, Attorney Milholland does have the resolution written and prepared based off of what we know, but again, the study commission report has to be submitted and has to be signed by all three, and it has not been signed. So, I gave you all copies of the personal spending account guidelines. I had to go back and find it. It was last adopted in 2016, I believe. There's been some questions about that, so I just wanted to give you that for clarification and information, not requesting or suggesting you change anything. Just we had some questions on the spending account versus the mayor's salary. So that is what that is all about. And so right now I'm just busy with budgeting. And so we will need to schedule a budget meeting also. And then don't forget the study commission does want to meet with you guys also. They were thinking maybe August 11th, which is the same night as your regular council meeting. So if you wanted to do it before your regular council meeting, so it'd be a little bit more of a informal just meeting with them. It would still be noticed to the public. The public is welcome to attend and can attend. All meetings are noticed in public, are published regardless of what kind of meeting it is. But so if that would be your pleasure, I could let the study commissioners know. I do want to meet with them at maybe 6 o'clock on August 11th. Would that work for everybody that's available?
What's our schedule saying?
We're off.
Okay.
Okay. I'll let them know and I'll get that posted so that it's open to the public and they are aware of it. Okay, I think that's all I have to report for now.
Okay, any questions? Michelle?
just reiterate what Michelle's comment. I think to have $20 million is amazing for us. So. Okay. Under my communications, we're preparing to go to the coal board on SCBA replacements, fire for the fire department. So our plan is to we've submitted the grant request. Our plan is to request $150,000. Our estimate is $266,000, and that will occur in September. So that's our plan. We're also preparing for the December meeting, and we're going to be going in for the December meeting with a request for funding for our continuing road project. And it's really a preliminary estimate right now, but we're looking at probably in the neighborhood of that project, somewhere in the neighborhood of $1.1 million. And my plan is to request $500,000 from the coal board. I've taken a look at the what we have out into the future on this, $1.1 million, and we're going to include Castle Rock Lake Drive, and my plan is to also address the storm sewer issue on Castle Rock. So we'll see what that all sorts out at, but that's the plan right now, and Pat will have that addressed in the budget. But that's very preliminary, somewhere around the neighborhood of $1.1 million, and $500,000 requested from the coal board. That'll be in the December's meeting. Very preliminary right now, but just to give you a little heads up on that plan, okay? So that's what I've got, and I hope to have the resolutions for you, but I'll have those for the next meeting. That's the resolutions that the League of Cities and Towns will be preparing moving forward with on the next legislative session. So my plan is to have that probably at the next meeting. So that's what I've got. Unless there are any questions for me, comments? Okay. Next item is public comment. Jim?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. For the record, Jim Atchison, the Southeastern Montana Development. I've got a couple things to cover with you. I do have a handout, Mr. Mayor.
Sure.
I'd like to formally and officially invite the city council and anybody in the room to the 23rd Annual Energy Open Conference and possibly golf tournament, if you're interested in that. We started back in 2004 to showcase the economic benefits of responsible energy development here, mostly what's going on in the Colstrip area, because we were sick and tired of misinformation, the lies, and all of that going on, and it still continues. So every year is a little different. This is our 23rd annual event, and we're very excited, and I know the mayor's going to speak, and we have Voices of Montana. He's going to be doing a live remote. This is Thursday and Friday next week, so it's coming up rather quick. And we have also the chairman of the Governor's Energy Task Force that will be in town to give an update on what the task force is going to recommend to the governor for future energy type policy and everything going on in that realm. And with the legislature right around the corner, it's very appropriate for that. So we do have a handout.
Sure. Okay. Here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then a couple more things. On the energy open hand I just gave you, there's the invitation there, and of course the registration form I think is the 7th slip there, and then last year it was the pictorial, the last page of last year's event. So you can see there's quite a few events going on there last year, and then the golf is on the 2nd page, which is on Friday. So. Great experience. Obviously, as leaders in the community of Colstrip, which energy is a big thing here, and we're diversifying that in the next few years. I think you'll see some very strong energy development coming to the region, and Colstrip will be ground zero for a lot of that stuff. So we're very excited, but very concerned too, because we do have additional responsibilities and challenges such as housing, water and sewer, law enforcement, fire, et cetera, that will be coming with that. But those are good things to have. So, anyway, a couple other things. The Federal Reserve was in the region in the SMBC district yesterday, stopped in Miles City. I know the mayor was out of town, but myself and Nathaniel Huckabee from Westmoreland is there representing this community. We have about another 6 to 8 people representing the region. And they do this occasionally, the first time I've ever seen them in eastern Montana, but they go out and they get, you know, the feedback or outreach from citizens on what's going on in the district. The Federal Reserve District covers about 5 or 6 states out of Minneapolis, and then they take that back and create policy, and sometimes it ends up interest rates and federal fiscal policy on things from the federal level. So it was very humbling to have them out here, and the group that was there gave them kind of a humble earful of things going on or not going on, especially in agriculture and things like that. So housing came up quite a bit. So anyway, up my eye on that, and of course the BIC. I know Michelle isn't here, but the BIC continues to operate. We've moved in there. We've still got a lot of things on our to-do list. It is operational. We're very excited. And it'll probably take us another, probably the rest of the year to get everything, you know, all equipment in there and stuff. We're still waiting on the EPA for a lot of stuff, approvals, so we can buy equipment and stuff and get reimbursed for Michelle. And so that's kind of dragging on. But I know, Michelle, the end of the fiscal year for the feds is end of September. So all of this is going to come to a head in September or before. So good stuff there. Finally, it shouldn't take this long, but it does with the federal government. And I did have a representative of the contractor show up finally today, and I walked through the to-do list because nothing has been happening on the to-do list, the punch list, as you might call it, for a couple months. And it's getting a little aggravated, including the flagpole and some of the landscaping and yada, yada, yada. Nothing really, really, really major stuff, you know, as far as operational goes, but it's stuff that needs to be done and addressed and taken care of. And there's no reason why it shouldn't be done already, because they're in town working at the high school. And so anyway, we got to walk through that with them. So hopefully we'll see some action there. If not, we'll, quite frankly, we'll turn it over to Michelle for a little letter from Michelle. So my opinion, suggestion, recommendation. So that should be
the other show, right?
People excited.
Can we enter in next year's annual open skeet shooting competition using golf balls?
We can, you know, we talked about sporting clays at one time.
I just say aggravation would be taken out of the golf balls.
It could be. We can do all sorts of fun stuff like that. It just takes prior planning. And we talked about maybe doing a fishing derby. That might be a little longer. But anyway, we talked about sporting clays perhaps in the future and some other fun things, but it just takes time and planning. So if you got any other ideas, let me know. So especially with tours, we are touring Westmoreland Mine, and we're concentrating on Innovation Technology Jones, not just coal mining, but what they're doing with reclamation out there, because a lot of the tour attendees have never been to Coles Hill before. And so they just don't understand. And they think the soot level comes down to 6 foot at night, and you know, the kids go in the dark and stuff like that. So it is quite a eye-opening and very positive experience, and I call it the Church of Coal. You know, we do baptisms, you know, and convert them over to the Church of Coal, and they're just shocked. And you cannot believe how many people, when they get done with these tours, want to move to Coldstream, because we have what they don't have in their communities, and a lot of it starts with what you folks are doing here. And so the tour of the mine is a big part of it, and then we do a small power plant tour up north with Rossi, and then we at the same time we do a quality of life tour, and we take them to the lake, and we take them to CPRD, and we take them around to the parks. And also this year we're going to add the BIC to that, and so we show off the community as much as we can, and rightfully so. And so we're very excited about that. But if you would like to go, please give us a registration form or get to AMBRC as soon as possible. There's no cost. The sponsors are picking up the cost, especially on the banquet and some of the tours and stuff. But those of you that are still working, you know, feel free to register and come by with your employer permission to attend the conference, because the speakers are going to be pretty darn good. So that's all I have, Mr. Mayor. So. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah.
Okay, any other public comment? Okay, unfinished business. Mayor's compensation increase, and what I'll do is I'll just open it up to members of the council for your discussion, and then you can make your motion on, want to call for a motion on what you'd like to do. So I'll open up for discussion.
I'm cool with that. I'll break the ice. I'm way good with it. So where I'm at, I really like the idea of the bonus. Yes. I think that Mayor John's entitled to that. He's done a great job for us. And I know if you make comparisons to other cities, that's hard to do when you're in Colstrip. Mm-hmm. So and I've done that. So I'll just be candid with you. Where I'm at is I'm at $14,000 bonus, and that's where I'm at.
We're getting feedback before we make the motion. Okay, so I did a lot of research on this too, for comparing other cities in our area on this region, and even buildings, just because I was curious. There's nothing comparable, right? Population and then budget. They both. We're right in the ballpark right now of everyone, percentage-wise. 0.34% roughly, almost every city in this area, that's something to the budget that they pay their mayor, and we're pretty much right on with anyone that's comparable to us. So I also wanted, I think this stuff is important to talk about, and I don't know how this is put on the record, but Mayor does a lot more than that, like with the state, the League of Cities and Towns, and the hours he puts in, the money he procures for the city. I know that it's not all just his doing, his people with help, but still it's pushing it. So I agree. I think it's I was trying to find some way to make sure that we represent the city of Colstrip and the people here, that I have some way to justify what we're doing. I think I feel pretty good about it. So.
Hey, I agree
with, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess I'll move to create a, what's the word again? Resolution to have a one-time bonus for Mayor Williams in the $14,000.
Okay. Second?
I'll second. Good.
Okay, any other discussion? Public comment?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the board, Jim Atchison again. I forgot this was on the agenda tonight, so I quickly wrote down some thoughts real quick. And I definitely, as a director of a regional group, would support an increase or a bonus, as before you, that it was just motion. I don't know what the dollar amount would be, but probably a minimum of the $14,000. And I deal with five mayors in my region, and John, Mayor John, is by far head and shoulders above all the others. Dennis Kapitsky in my Forsyth is pretty good, but not on the level that we have here. Mm-hmm. And John puts in a full-time effort, and the leadership that he has given not only this group, but around the state, is very well recognized, and statewide respect and experience and leadership that he portrays, and not only local government, but also energy issues and the legislative issues. So John is constantly being asked to be interviewed and stuff like that. So I think that's good. And as you know, John is active in the community. He's obviously, and I want to make sure this is clear, he's the SCDC board president, so I work with John very closely. But he's very active, like I mentioned, in the legislation, the League, of course. And the actions you set tonight are going to be felt in the future. So you want to be careful, you know, because it sets a precedent of what you're doing. And but I think this is good. I think you need to reward the mayor, full-time effort, you know. And we're very lucky and fortunate to have John and his leadership and his skill set for the many years that he's been here. You cannot believe some of the stuff I hear about in other communities, not just my other four communities, but throughout the state. And it's just unbelievable. And we are the class act because of John and his skills. So anyway, I would love to support that. So. Thank you.
Good, thanks. Any other discussion?
Yeah, one more thing. We, especially appreciate what you do. And like I said, I think we're a special operation here. I do. And I realize that there's other elected positions, but they're not mayors. It's unfortunate that mayors they're not compensated like others. And so we're going to be leading the way. I promise you that we're going to be leading the way here. That I'm not even sure the mayor of Bozeman is at this level. So it's a 37% increase, and I'm all about it.
Any other discussion? Okay, vote please.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Councilmember Longacre?
Aye.
Okay, that's passed. How do you want to do the votes? I should have asked that question.
I'm assuming a one-time check,
okay.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, as Zane mentioned in his motion, all compensation has to be adopted by resolution of the city council. So
okay.
Michelle Mullen and I will prepare a resolution for the next meeting just so we make sure we dot our I's, cross our T's, which we do every year anyways.
Yeah.
But
okay.
And so that will be on the agenda, which the resolutions will cover all positions so that we are in compliance with state law. So.
Okay, very good. I'll make just one comment. Indicated the Mayor of Bozeman. Mayor of Bozeman doesn't do any administrative work.
No,
they have a city manager that can make $180,000.
Yeah,
same as Billings.
And Billings has it. Yeah, so just so people know, they do no administration.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, if
I did check with several communities that have industry like we do and stuff. Think others on this council have, but
so. You know, and I'll just make one other comment. It's unfortunate that mayors are handled the way they are across the state. It is because that's one of the issues is you can't get anybody that's qualified to run for mayor because they don't do anything as far as compensation goes. But you can take a look at your county commissioners and what they are compensated at, and I compare myself with the county commissioners, and you know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
So, with their responsibilities, what they do versus what I do.
What they get paid.
And what they get paid.
Yeah.
Plus benefits. Okay. Okay, if there's no other business,
do you have unfinished business or new business?
New business? Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. New business.
I submitted some information for council rules and operations. I wasn't sure about that.
I will get it distributed to the other council members. Sorry, I forgot about
that's
that.
Okay, it's a preview before. Okay, and then we'll schedule something for work session probably later on.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay. Now, is there any other business that needs to come before the council? Okay, thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay.